which is a further breach of the law in Canada. It's one thing to record it, and it's another thing to actually share it publicly. Then there's the other part that I was also a minor, because even I can't give consent, even if I did, because I'm not old enough to give consent. And then there's also a TOS violation to share. You can't share direct messages. Yeah. It's like if I'm on Instagram or Discord, I can take screenshots, but I can't go ahead and upload that to YouTube.
Okay.
Which is what they did.
What was the TOS that he broke?
So in the TOS, someone showed me on their screen share, but I'll find it and I'll send you. It says that it is against terms and service to make videos against the youth. So if like it pretty much says you can't deceive minors, you can't disrespect. This is basic, just YouTube TOS.
Just YouTube TOS.
Yeah, and because obviously in the videos he's like Tanner Rozankovich is a scammer, shitty dev, and you know it goes under that TOS violation. So what they're doing, instead of me just going ahead and chucking a privacy report and getting all the videos taken down.
Yeah.
Shane, the CEO, he's got his law firm getting a big case together, and he's instead of using the user interface, you know, like just clicking report, selecting what it is, he's getting the law firm to send an email directly to YouTube with a cease and desist order.
Yeah.
So that will make YouTube, you know, take it down instantly, because obviously they're not going to protect these people, because, you know, it's a law suit with a law firm. And also, Shane is also going ahead and doing defamation lawsuits on his own thing, against Big Fry. So that will mean that Big Fry, Sid Alpha, Big Fry and Sid Alpha, their Twitter and Discord servers and YouTube channels will all be taken down
What ended up happening with the view botting, if you don't mind me asking?
What do you mean?
I remember you telling me about
YouTubers
making view bottings, and you're reporting him to YouTube and stuff. And what
that's
actually
also
happened
part of
that?
It.
Did you end up reporting him to YouTube? What happened to the?
There's no point reporting to YouTube because they won't look at it. But that's also going in the email from the law firm directly to YouTube. They'll suggest that they look over these people and they'll show what we've got evidence-wise of view botting. But either way, there's so much stuff stacked against him, being TOS violations, multiple TOS violations, you know, law breaches with privacy and whatnot.
Yeah.
So his YouTube channel will just get shut banned. Then there's no appeal process for that. The only way he can fight it is in court. And I mean, Shane's got like at the moment a net worth of 58 million euros.
Where
and
are they going to go to court? Like, I'm genuinely curious about this.
In Canada.
Obviously, it will be in Canada. Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to Canada. And Shane's ridiculous. He's got like 50. He already told me he's willing to put 3 to 4 million in. So he's like, you know. Big Fry doesn't have that type of money. We've done our research on him, and he doesn't. He still lives with his parents, unfortunately. So it's going to be a tough luck for him. But he kind of put himself in this situation.
Lie. Earth 2 still does seem a little bit sheesh to me. A little bit niche.
Yeah.
Sorry, like it's all big. It's a big project, and yeah,
it's a very big project, but it's definitely not a scam. I can confirm.
Oh, I'm not calling it a scam or anything. I'm sure there's actually something behind it. But obviously, how much, like, they're actually selling the tiles and stuff for? It's a fucking significant amount.
That's only that started at like a couple of cents. That's just the market values pushing it up. They don't touch any of the economy. It's a self.
Oh, okay.
It's a proper economy. So we don't touch any of the values of the land.
So
it just
it's
pushes
all,
up.
It's all like crypto and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. It's a cryptocurrency. Yeah. E-dollar is what we call it.
Mm.
Earth dollar. But yeah, so. His same thing, because he also put these same screenshots of direct messages on his Twitter, because obviously he was like, look at him, he's messaging me, there's multiple times where he's leaked that. So his Twitter account is also in violation. So his Twitter get banned. His Discord get banned because he put links of those Twitter posts in his Discord, which is also a Discord violation, just like YouTube's TOS. So he's like proper fucked up. Like there's nothing he can really do at this point. Like even if he deleted the videos and whatnot, pretend, it doesn't matter because there's so much evidence. Like at the moment, he's just kind of... You know, he's just digging his own grave. Like, he's kind of, at this point, it's gone. Which is good, because that means not only will the videos about Civil Contract be gone, but also all the other games that, you know, were stuck in this trap.
Yeah.
Exactly. Everyone gets released, essentially. And this would be a really good example to the YouTube community to not abuse the scam word, you know what I mean? So Shane's really big on setting a standard and like setting a, like, here's what happens if you do this and just use the word loosely, you know, obviously you get sued for defamation and if you go as far as to do what Big Fry did, you get banned. And this is Big Fry's job, essentially.
Oh,
It's his whole life.
yeah.
So when this is gone, he's kind of,
What about his Twitch?
well, I don't, there's no way we can really get his Twitch banned, but because his Discord, Twitter, and YouTube will be banned, he'll be have no way of really telling people that he's live. So he won't really.
Wait, did you say Discord will too?
Yeah, his Discord server will get banned.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so he have no way of really communicating with his fans because, and he'll die off real quick because there's no way for him to do anything. Can't post on Twitter, can't post on his Discord server because it won't be there, can't post YouTube videos. So he's kind of, and same thing with Sid Alpha. Sai Sin, I've already, because, I'm not,
Well, he's
I
sort
don't
of
hate Sai
flying.
Sin.
He's flown under the radar. He's good.
Yeah,
He's not a bad person.
that's why I've told everyone that we're talking to is just to lay low with Sai Sin. I'll obviously be like, hey, Sai Sin, look at this. Big Fry, Sid Alpha, they just got taken down. What I'll get you to do is remove the videos because they are obviously against TOS. Same thing. He did the exact same things. He actually went a little bit further, to be honest. He actually submitted recordings of me in channels where direct recordings, voice recordings.
Yep.
So it's definitely, again, TOS violation. But I don't want him to get banned because
Well,
he's
he's not, yeah.
not like them, you know what I mean? So I'll just get him, and obviously I hope he complies and he doesn't try
Well,
be
yeah,
a
I
hero
bet he
or
will.
else he'll.
He doesn't really care. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, no, he.
He doesn't care. He
Yeah, he'll. This. There's no reason for him to be a hero about it, especially if I say this after Big Fry and Sid Alpha just got taken down. He's not going to try test it. He
Yeah.
has no reason to.
So when's all
And
this actually happening? When are you sort of submitting this all? When is old mate?
it's already been submitted. The lawyer's looking at getting everything together formally. It
Yeah, and then they're
takes a
sending
bit
you
of
back.
time and a bit of
Yeah.
money, so it's
Oh, well,
like,
no
a bit
shit.
of a process.
So.
Yeah. I'm just. When Shane needs something, I send it to him. But at the moment, it's kind of just staying low. I've made myself invisible on the Discord servers because I was getting flooded. So I've just kind of
Yeah, no, that's fair enough.
just staying low.
Yeah.
Yo,
Oh,
let's just copy them.
no shit.
Yeah, but it's good to learn from people in the industry that are. We've got people like Wolfgang in there. Wolfgang's like 20-year veteran in the industry,
Oh
successful.
shit. Righto.
We got the co-founder of Oculus Rift is on the team.
Yeah.
So you got some big boys on there, which is good. It's good to learn from, and I can see how they. It's a very, very good team. Like, you can't really shit on them. Like, you have all these people join the Discord, but they have the one of the best staff teams ever, which is why I made the final call just to kick everyone out of the staff team. Essentially, Ryan's probably going to go next because he hasn't
Yeah.
even replied, which he's not even making an effort. But yeah, it's just these guys, like literally, their community manager, for example, he put in 30 hours worth of work unpaid without even being asked. Like, these guys are proper straight interested in the project. Like, they're just putting ridiculous amounts of hours. Their moderation team are having their own meetings without even being asked to. Like, there is organizing meetings after work. Like, some of them are even at work. Like, I know one of them is a firefighter in New South Wales. This is Chris, and Chris, he's like at work answering 000 calls, and he's like also helping in the chat moderating. Like, these people are like really invested into the project, which is why those are the type of people that you want. It's going to be pretty much impossible to find those types of people, but when you do, it's good because, if people having their own meetings, if not even having asked them to do so and organizing yourself, that's the team you want, essentially. This is the Trello. What we'll have is. Have a tab for each